If you would walk a mile in my shoes, you would understand. Have you ever said that? Have you ever felt that? Ever felt that if somebody else just understood what you were going through or understood what you were facing, that maybe they would cut you a break? Let's talk about that very idea right here on the corner of truth and life. Welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking about walking a mile in somebody's shoes, or wishing that somebody would walk a mile in your shoes. Sometimes people just criticize us, and we wish they would understand us. They would understand what we're facing, how it looks to us, why we make the decisions we make. And we say, man, if you could just walk a mile in my shoes, then you'd understand. And that's a huge desire, that we would have people understand us and know what we're going through and know what we're dealing with and know why we do the things we do, and instead of just criticizing us. Now, if you're in any kind of leadership role or an area of responsibility, you really understand this. I work at Camp Berea, as some of you know, a camp down in Turner, Maine, and I have been now on the staff there for 30 summers. The first 9 of those summers, I was a counselor, and I worked under 2 different directors. And the first director, he had been there a long time when I came on the scene, and he was an older man. And he was a nice guy, and I really liked him. And at the same time, I kind of thought he was a little old and a little out of date. And I disagreed with him on a lot of things, because I was obviously young and a lot smarter and, you know, knew how things ought to be. And he sometimes just didn't appreciate how smart and how enlightened I was and just didn't take my word for things. And sometimes he said, no, that won't work, when I knew it would. Come on, buddy, what is your problem? And I was never disrespectful to him, and we had a very good relationship. And he's passed away now, and I remember him fondly and have a lot of love for him. But I'm going to tell you that 21 years ago, I became the director, and all of a sudden, something happened. Now, at that point, that man who was already, he was retired, and at that point, he even was beginning to disappear into Alzheimer's disease, and yet something very profound happened 21 years ago after I became director. What happened was he started getting smarter. And over the last 21 years of my directorhood, he has continued to get smarter and smarter and smarter. Now, he has been gone from this earth for, well over a decade now, and he's still getting smarter. Because, of course, you understand, you know what I'm talking about. What happened was, suddenly I stepped into his shoes. Suddenly I'm the director. Suddenly I'm sitting in his seat. Now, there were some things that did need to change. There were some things that did need to be updated. However, what I very quickly learned was it looked a lot different once I was sitting in his seat or walking in his shoes. That suddenly when the responsibility fell on me, suddenly when I had to deal with the issues, what I thought was a great idea suddenly didn't look so good. And when I thought he was just being stubborn or being resistant, suddenly began to look wise. And then something else began to happen, which was, you know, just so appropriate. And anybody who has become a parent after being a kid, or become a boss after being a worker, understands this. Then I had employees, counselors, and other staff members who came along and they were younger than me and they were smarter in their mind. And they knew better than me and they saw me as an old man who was stuck in my ways and just didn't get it. And I look at them and I see the look in their eye and I recognize it and I go, oh, that is how I used to look at him. That is how I used to think he was, and now they think I'm that way, and they just don't understand. And I know this because I didn't understand. I didn't get it. I didn't know what I didn't know. And now that I have walked in his shoes, I get it. And I look at these guys and I say, you know what? You probably won't get it until you're in charge someday, and then suddenly it'll look different to you too. And then suddenly you'll understand what you don't understand now. And it'll change your view. And the person that you are looking down on right now, maybe you won't look down on so much. And you know, and that's really important. And I see that happening in this day and age, even in the stuff that's going on in our society and in our politics. One of the big areas right now is in immigration. Now, I'm not going to try to wade in on the specifics of one side or the other, pro-immigration or post-strong borders or whatever. But regardless of whether you think we need more immigration, you want less immigration, you're for legal but against illegal, however you want to put it, one of the things that concerns me and I notice is that there is oftentimes a lack of really understanding or thinking through the position of the immigrant, including the illegal one. And again, not trying to justify or excuse or argue for a certain policy. But I've been listening to some of the stories of some of the people who have fled from the South American and Central American countries and are fleeing to get into the United States. And some of them try to come in legally, and some of them seek asylum, and then some of them try to enter illegally. And I heard an interview recently where they asked a guy who had gone and met with some of the people who were traveling to try to get to the United States. They said, well, don't they know what the situation is? Don't they know that the border is, they're attempting to close the border against them, family separation, all the different things. Don't they know that they're not wanted? Don't they know that there's enforcement, all this stuff? Why do they still come? And the person said, well, a lot of them, they do know that. They're not unaware. But their situation where they're coming from is so bad that they figure it's still worth it. And it's worth the risk because it's still better, even coming here and getting arrested or whatever, is still better than what they're coming from. And that kind of broke my heart. And again, I'm not arguing, well, therefore we should let them all in, because, well, you probably can't do that. And I'm not arguing for or against. But what I'm saying is I got thinking about some of the rhetoric we hear against these people. And I'm like, man, have we ever been in that position? I've never been in that position. And then I started thinking, what if I had to walk in their shoes? What if I found myself unable to live where I want to live, unable to be free, or unable to be free from danger? What if I felt that my children's lives was at stake? What would I do? And if I was in that position, what would I want? And again, it that doesn't answer all the questions, because it's more complicated than that, and so I'm not trying to take a political position. Well-meaning people can come to different conclusions on what's to be done. But I am making a human point. And then, of course, it becomes a spiritual point as well. Which is, so often we forget what it might be like, or what it would be like to stand in someone else's shoes or sit in someone else's seat. And so we judge them in a way that we, in the same situation, would not want to be judged. Just like I used to judge my director, and sometimes I now find my employees judging me. And if my director was still alive, I would go to him and say, you know, you were right about so much. And I looked down on you because I didn't understand. Now, what's interesting, still talking about immigration, but what's interesting is in the Bible, one of the things that God did is as he tried to guide his people and he tried to guide their policy, one of the things that he wanted them to do was to be aware of their past and not lose track of it. And so he advocated for taking good care of the immigrant. Now, he didn't make a stand either way. There's nothing in the Bible that is pro lots of immigration or limited immigration, all that. So again, we're not taking sides on our current politics. But he talked about the immigrant that was living among them. And he said, you know, don't be mean to them. Remember that you were strangers in Egypt. And he brings up and tries to remind them of the experience. Now, they personally hadn't had that experience. It had come from their grandparents, parents and grandparents. But they had been living in a foreign land, and they got treated pretty badly. And he said, remember that when it's you're the one in power. Remember what it was like to be in those shoes. And let that guide you. And these days, I think sometimes we forget what it's like. We don't remember what it's like to be in a difference. Maybe you used to be poor and now you're better off and you forget what it was like to be poor. Or maybe you used to be better off and now you are poor, but you look at the rich person, you forget. And so it's easy to demonize the rich person. It is easy to demonize or look down on or judge someone if you don't understand or have any point of reference in their life. And they could easily say to us, well, walk a mile in my shoes. And when we walk a mile in someone else's shoes, when we put ourselves in that position, it can really help us to be compassionate. Again, it doesn't mean that we have to adopt a certain position in our politics or whatever. But it means that we remember that other people are people and they're human. Now, what's really interesting, and we'll close off the show with this thought, is when you look at God, and God as he reveals himself in his word in the Bible, he walked a mile in our shoes. He doesn't just stand in heaven or sit in heaven and issue edicts and commands and judgment. He comes down and he becomes human. He doesn't impersonate humanity. He actually becomes human. He takes on a human body with all its problems and weaknesses. He gets hungry, he gets thirsty, he gets tired, he gets angry, frustrated, he gets scared. He gets lonely. All these things he experiences. And then the Bible makes a point of, you know, so we don't have a high priest who can't sympathize. He understands what it's like to be human. He doesn't look down on us. And he's God. Talk about being superior. And yet he walked in our shoes. Whose shoes should you consider today? Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.